On this beautiful 17th day of May, we come into the presence of the Lord. We are here with our brother and the one who taught us that we indeed are children of God. And he is here to offer his words of inspiration through me, through what he prompts me to say, and his blessings that come directly from him and the Holy Spirit and our Heavenly Father. So we rejoice in the ability to be together and that we are moving through and hopefully soon out of this really terrible pandemic we have been going through. I want to thank each one of you for your prayers. I want to thank you, every one of you, for the loves you have given, not just to me, but to everyone, your family, all of our communities, and nature, and the world. Thank you for being the responsible person that you are. And I want you to know it makes a difference. Even though you may have no knowledge or skills medically, or nutritionally, or you have no nursing skills, or couldn't in any way qualify to be a first responder, you have still kept the world moving. And that's what we need. We need to not allow this pandemic to move us out of our stride, but for us to move it out of its stride. And there's the big difference. So thank you all for doing that. I see that we have some people already ready to go and give us a little message today. Jerome, I am putting you on. It's so good to know you're there.
Hello. Blessings on you and everything you're doing. It's for my family. This is Jerome.
Yes, of course, Jerome.
Yeah, Paul and Andrew and Vinny and Tom and Joan and Stella and Andrew and Jerry and Joan, and blessings with you for everything you do, and Yeshua ben Yosef with you.
Okay. All right, you've got quite a menu there.
Yeah, I do. What's up? It's from Minnesota here. We're up here in Minnesota.
Well, we're gonna offer a banquet of blessings.
Yes, and thank you and love to you forever and always.
Okay, how is everything up in Minnesota? Is it peaking out or is it climbing up?
Well, no, it's windy now, and we've just had a great wind, but the snow's all gone, and it's spring, and it's beautiful to see the squirrels and to see all the animals, and everything is just blooming and blossoming for spring.
Okay. Yes. Amen. All
yes,
right.
Well, amen for you, too, and thank you for everything. Keep up the good work.
You bet. As long as I'm here, I will do it. It's a privilege.
Okay. All right.
And Stephen Adler, you are on. Hello, my dear friend.
Oh, blessings. Hello, Glenda. Thank you. I am here just to request that my good friend Vanessa be added to the blessing list for blessings. She recently had some further tests, and her tumors are showing a little growth, which is a little disconcerting, and so we're just doing a lot of prayer, and they're taking the next steps. She's been doing a lot of very cutting-edge alternative treatments, and I think they're going to be, she and her husband, Shane, are going to be headed to Mexico soon, actually, to do some advanced treatments. So I'm just...
They're going where?
They're going to Mexico, someplace in Mexico, to do some very advanced,
okay,
cutting edge,
yeah,
treatments for
there
this
are,
particular,
yeah,
kind of lung cancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Requesting that she be put on the list. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
What you asked was more important. I just was going to comment that there are a lot of new, amazing technologies that just don't have the money to pay for the enormous billion-dollar qualification for the FDA. It costs a fortune for any medicine or therapy to be approved by the FDA. And the fact that it's not approved does not mean it's not good. Some of the best treatments are other places in the world where that is not a boundary. And so I want to encourage everyone to receive the blessings of us becoming a global community where we can make our choices and we can research whatever is available wherever. And I'm not going to get on the bandwagon of that about the FDA. It does have its purpose. It does serve a function. And it's kept a lot of really bad things off the market. But it's also kept a lot of good things off. So I think the key word here is vigilance, mindfulness, and freedom. And to follow the instincts of your heart and your higher intelligence to get you into the place and into the hands of someone who can do you some good. And, we in this country should not ever lose our pioneering spirit, because that's what made us great. The freedom. Freedom is what gave us, as citizens, our sovereignty. And giving up your freedom, in the end, will result in losing your sovereignty, which we are borderline close to having. Borderline close. Okay. So keep your freedom, but also keep your mindfulness and your wisdom. And don't just jump on something because somebody said something and it might work and it might be and it might be. You still need to be careful and mindful and aware, but be diligent and let your faith carry you forward always. And Stephen, my friend, I have a question for you. I just received in the mail a promotion from a company I buy supplements from, and it's a very good company. It's called Peak Pure and Natural. And on the cover is an endorsement by a man named Stephen Adler. Is that you by any chance?
No.
No?
I haven't endorsed any other products or, no, I'm not aware of, I mean, Stephen Adler's, I think a fairly common name. I know the mayor of, I think, Austin, Texas is named Stephen Adler, and I know the stage name of a famous rock and roll drummer is named Stephen Adler.
But still, that's showing up on a, really, this is a very good company for alternative. Not alternative healing, but just supplement. It's a very good company. It's called Peak Pure and Natural. And I thought, what, you know, my Stephen might have endorsed that. I had to ask you.
If you want to text me a picture or email me a picture, I'd love to see it just out of curiosity.
Okay.
But changing the subject, I do want to just add myself to the blessing list too quickly. I've just been going through a lot of, deep, sort of inner work, personal growth work, emotional healing work, facing a lot of deep core wounds, psychological, emotional that I've, incurred, as probably all of us have throughout our lives, and just addressing those. And, but, it's difficult for me. It's, you know, it's hard. It's these are, you know, deep, deep patterns and wounds that have come to the surface. You know, as I've done over the last few months, a lot of kind of deep inner work, emotional work, and it's difficult for me, but it's great at the same time. And I just want to put myself on the list to help me navigate all that. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay, you're there. You're on the list, and you're always been in my heart. And I just want to say that sometimes the deeper the work, the greater the result. So it may just be something that's a little overdue, and the thorns dug a little deeper than they should have, but you'll pull them out, and you'll be well. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
That's what we come to this earth to do, is we come to really resolve, finally, the deep issues of the heart and soul that just never percolate in heaven. And why would they? I mean, really, think about it. Deeper issues of the soul could never percolate in heaven where everything is perfect. Why would you ever see a problem? Why would you ever see a wound? Why would you ever see anything that needed to be worked on? But actually, they do show up in heaven. And here's how they show up. And here's how God recognized that Lucifer had a problem. And he had to be kicked out because he either had to handle the problem or get out. And he couldn't handle the problem. This is the way the problems show up in heaven. They show up as vanity. You're in heaven, and you're thinking, oh, gee, what a great life I have. How great everything is. Oh, my gosh. I'm really proud of myself and all the good stuff I accomplished and all the friends I have. Blah, rackety, 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 rackety goes on. The same thing happened with in the book of Job. Job was this wealthy man who was the most respected man in town. He had employees who served him, honored him, respected him, family that adored him and depended on him. He had radiant health, and all of his family had radiant good health, and he was just saying how good it all is. And that's when God said, okay, sorry, buddy, but you got some work to do. Kicked him out. Down he went. And then, after he got over trying to get everything back that he lost, he got over that. That was the biggest. When he lost everything, all he wanted was to get it back. He didn't want to find out why he lost it. He just wanted it back. It's like, you lose $1 million. You want it back. You don't want to go recreate it again. You don't want to find out why you lost it. You just want it back. You want to go to the bank account and say, oh, that was just a bad dream. There it is. There it is. Okay. Okay. All right. That's what we do. But God knows when we need to do some deeper work. And he will throw us into it. And that's why we're born, my friend, so that we have another opportunity to look at ourselves and go through the pathways of our deeper work and go through the pathways of understanding what we missed the last time around, or the time around before that, or the time around before that. I don't think I can count my number of times around. But it is what we do as humans, you know. And blessings to you, Steve. And you'll make it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Linda. I really appreciate your wise words and your love and your support and the support and love of all the blessing givers and just this whole community. I'm just deep in prayer with God, asking for a lot of healing and release and letting go. And so thank you. I love you. Thank you.
Yeah. And actually the interesting thing and the irony of it all is that after Job let go of everything and he just sat on a rock and he looked up at the heavens and he said, "Oh Lord, my God, you are all I need." God gave him everything back because he no longer assigned an importance to it. See, that's the thing. That's what gets our ego, is we start assigning importance to these things we accomplish or these things we have. And there's no importance to them. They're nice. They're more than nice. There are some of the things we have in this world that are beyond lovely, such as love. But we get them back when we stop assigning importance to them. And we have to learn eventually that there are some things in life where love is just not enough. It's just not enough. We can look at something that we want to be perfect, and we just love it, and we love it, and we love it, and we love it. And it doesn't change. I know you've all been there, but you didn't know what was going on. You didn't know that your love was still working. It's just it was not going to make a change the way you were using it. Because we have our ideas about love. We have all the different things we think of about love. And then we get to the point where we think love is supposed to have a magical result. And it doesn't. We think that if we just love someone enough, we'll have a perfect relationship. And we forget that they have to love us too. We forget about that small thing. We have violated their freedom of choice, pushing our love on them as if our love for them was enough to make it all work. And it wasn't. They had to love us too. And they had to love what they love and have the freedom to pursue their love. Actually, love is enough if you give it enough freedom. There's the key. And it reflects back upon what I said about 5-10 minutes ago. What made our country great was the pioneer spirit and the freedom that went with it. Sure, some people love the mountains. Some people love the desert. Some people love the prairies where they could grow wheat and other grains. Some people love the seacoast where they could fish. And they could travel by ocean means. Some people loved the greenery of the South, where they could grow rich crops and have gardens that were the lights of heaven. Everybody's going to love something different. And when it all comes together, it's a symphony. But you can't make somebody love something they're not, just not going to love. You've got to let them love what they love, and you love what you love, and encourage everybody to love what they love, and then the symphony comes together, and it's Beethoven. You know? So, from a God perspective, love is always enough. But from our perspective, it takes freedom, and it takes mindfulness, it takes wisdom, and it takes the right application of love. One day I sat down and I wrote down all the different definitions I had given to love. By the time I was through, I think I had defined it maybe 100 different ways for 100 different people or situations or things. And not one of those people or situations or things would necessarily love each other, but they would love something. And that's how we build the cocoon around life that holds the chrysalis for the little worm to turn into a butterfly and fly. It enters, it builds that little chrysalis and it doesn't even know who it is. It says, gee, I know I love something, but I don't even know who I am and I don't know what I love. And it's just kind of fussy and it thinks, okay, I'll attach myself to this tree limb and I'll exude my bodily fluids and I'll wrap them around me and I'll hope for some good outcome. And a little while later, that cocoon gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And inside that cocoon, something's happening. And that little worm starts to feel itchy. And it feels like it wants to move. And it can't move. And it pushes and it pushes. And all of a sudden, it takes loose and it says, oh, wow. What just happened? There's light coming into my house. There's light and I can see it's in my house. And it pushes a little more and a little more. And then all of a sudden, there it is, standing on top of its cocoon with little wet wings. And it looks at it and says, what are these? Gee, what happened to me? What are these? I better check it out. I better spread them out so I can take a good look at them. And in spreading them out, wow, they start to dry off. And I've got legs. I can walk. And it walks on the branches of the tree. And it goes, wow, this feels good. Wow, I'm cold. Gee, I can walk on the branches. Wow. How did I ever get in this condition? How did I ever get here? I thought I was a little worm and I had nothing. Holy cow. Holy cow. I ought to be real happy about this. And it starts to flap its wings. And right about the time it starts to flap its wings, guess what happens? It lifts off in the air and it goes a little ways and it lands on another tree limb. It goes, what did I just do? Holy cow, what did I just do? Oh my gosh, what was that? And a wind comes by, and it picks up the little guy, and he floats on the wind, and he says, but I might fall, I better start flapping. And he flaps, and he flaps, and he flaps, and he flies, and he flies, and he flies. And pretty soon, that little guy can fly anywhere he wants to fly. And my friends, that's what love looks like. It looks like every process of life that we surrender to in faith. It takes faith to give birth to love. Because if love starts out with pride or vanity, or how gorgeous I look in the mirror, or how strong I am, or what I can do, or how everybody admires me. That's vanity. And you're never going to build that cocoon. And you're never going to surrender inside it. And you're never going to grow, and you're never going to break out of it. And if you do, if you scream and ask for help prematurely and don't have faith, you'll never learn to walk. The breeze will never come along, it'll never pick you up, and you'll never fly. So that's the saga of the butterfly and how it teaches us about love. And every tree can teach you about love. Because once upon a time, it was a little seed that fell to the ground. And the rains came, and the floods came, and it got buried in the earth, and it started feeling its walls dissolve, and it started to say goodbye to God and goodbye to life, and it had no idea that what was happening is it was sprouting. But over the cold winter, it didn't freeze because it was under the soil. And when the snows melted, the snows propelled energy and growth to the little root that sprouted. And the roots needed more room to grow. And the soil was dense beneath the roots, so it decided it would shoot upward. And pretty soon, it broke the soil. And, oh, wow, this light. And then guess what happened? Photosynthesis happened. The light and the green and the little sprout did their little miracle trick. And it shot up, well, like a sprout. It shot up, and only a day or two later, guess what it was putting out? Little baby green leaves. And it looked at the big old tree around it and just said, "Hey, Mom, I'm a tree. I'm a tree. I'm going to be a tree just like you someday." There it is. And that's, my friends, is what love looks like. That's what miracles look like. That's what faith looks like. And that's why Yeshua compared faith to a seed more than anything else. But the little worm that builds the chrysalis is nothing but a little insect seed. You might say it's a little protoplasmic, movable insect seed that's going to bury itself inside the chrysalis and give itself time to grow. And that's how life happens. And life is the great miracle. It's happening all the time, everywhere. Okay, now that I've told you my sweet stories for the day, I'm going to open the line to Mara. Mara, you're on.
Hello, Glenda.
Yes, hello.
Well, thank you for being there. And I have I would like to be on the prayer list today with emphasis on three family members that are facing very severe challenges, and also for myself, who is facing a few challenges too. And
okay.
I would like to receive the blessings to keep going.
Oh, yes. All right. You're on my list.
Thank you.
And in my heart.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And June, I'm going to open your line. Hello.
Hi, Glenda. I'm calling to be on the blessing list as to, you know, continuing in my current work or not. Good answers in regard to that. And secondly, I have a friend who asked for prayers for her husband. He has a negative diagnosis over the COVID virus, but it really appears that he may have it. So he's been struggling with it for about, you know, well, anyway, she asked us for prayers for him for a good outcome. And his name is Gary, and her name is Alan.
Okay.
Lovely people, you know, just like most people are, you know.
Absolutely. And all right. And how are you doing, June?
I'm doing okay. I just don't know if my work is going to be. You know, I have to just figure something out about it because I have a new our agency was taken over by another agency, and I just don't know how it's going to work for me, you know, given the crisis we're in and my age and everything else. So I'm asking for for wisdom and guidance, really guidance. And I think God does answer us and does give us clear guidance. It's just hard for me to settle down and be quiet inside and listen. Somebody told me, Anne Morrow Lindbergh, is that her name? She had a wonderful prayer thing where she would imagine, she said answered prayer is like getting quiet and seeing what the ocean is going to throw up on the open, empty sand beach.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, I thought it was really beautiful. And, you know, and I have gotten clear guidance about many things, so I know it's possible to get clear guidance. I get impatient, though, and, you know, I think things come to us, but we have to, you know, sometimes the answer is no, and sometimes the answer is there and very perfectly obvious, and I'm too spun up to hear or see it. So it's like trying to lose something in a room when you're sort of frantic. It's, you know, when you calm down, it's right there.
Exactly.
I lost
something, and the most,
and there it was, you know. After
the most important thing is to stay strong. Keep up your strength.
Yes.
Yeah, just stay strong and don't allow the various challenges to weaken you. Just stay strong and be still.
Yes, I think I have to, I think when I think about my alone strength, I don't feel strong. But when my strength is made perfect in weakness was in the Bible, or my grace is sufficient unto thee. So, you know, I remind myself that we're, in my connection to God, I am strong. So
yes, you are.
I'm not on
my
own.
And remember that. That will bring your strength. I have learned this so many times, is your strength will bring you more messages than anything else. Because God is our strength. And so when we find our strength, we find our message.
That's a powerful insight. That is a really powerful insight.
God is not in your weakness. God is in your strength. So look for your strength and you'll find your answer. But I don't mean be weak, but look for your strength. I mean stand in your strength.
Well, I also think of it as, you know, we have, abilities and that are not consciously known to us, but they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, I think sometimes we don't have we haven't included all the the aspects of ourselves, and you're talking about our strength, and it's thinking about that, and it's really important. It's really important. And to figure out those, that I think you're right. When you figure out what your strengths are, you find your answers.
That's
so
right.
Put them there. You know,
that's right.
You know, right next to the problem, there they are, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's
it.
Wise.
And it could be a strength you didn't know you had.
Yes. Could be a connection. Could it be any number of things?
Exactly. But it will be your strength that will bring your answer.
Thank you.
Always
Thank you
has,
very much.
Always does. Okay.
Right.
You're welcome. And Tony, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Glenda.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks to everybody for being here today and all the prayers and blessings everybody's connecting with today. There's a lot of relevant things. One in particular, today is Moon and Chiron. It's a little asteroid, and has to do with soul level aspirations and healing, especially. So it connects very well with any number of things that you had mentioned and other participants had mentioned today. That will be exact in about 10 hours. So we have that all today, this evening, and into tomorrow. Moon with Chiron.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. So it will help us strengthen and get through some of the issues of our emotions and our emotional nature.
Yeah.
That's good. That's what I'm hearing from everybody today, that those things could be very, very key right now. So thank you for that, Tony.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone you would like to put on your list, on our list?
Yeah. I still want to do a blessing for our kids. They're dealing better with their stress, but still kind of working through it. So I want to say thank you to God for their for putting his love and healing around them and helping them. You know, I think they need to kind of see the opportunity and help themselves as well. And I'm encouraging them to do that. But I'm seeing that they're making progress, which is wonderful. Judy and her sister both have had issues. Judy's neck is doing better, but I want to do another blessing for Judy's neck and her bones. And her sister Lori has been doing fantastic. She's continuing to be treated for cancer, and the effectiveness of the treatment and the modification of her treatment is all working extremely well. I'm really, really surprised at the positive effect, and also she's just in a much better place energetically. So I'm extremely grateful for that, but I want to do a blessing for Lori as well.
That's great. That's great. I'm so glad to hear the good news on all counts from everybody. Ah, super. All right. We are going to open our line to Susan. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Glenda. Oh, I have three people that I would love to have a blessing. My my son's mother-in-law went into the hospital yesterday. She hasn't been eating for 5 months, and she just eats like a quarter of a cup of food a day and gets nauseous, lost 50 pounds. She's had every test under the sun, and they just admitted her into the hospital yesterday. So she's a really great gal. Her name is Jane. So if we could put some blessings around her for some answers here, that would be great, you know? And also Jerry, who's in the hospital. She's young. She's going through stem cell for multiple myeloma, and she's got a great attitude. She's a great lady. I'm sure she's going to be open to receiving what you give her. And then Perry. So those are the three that I would love for you to give blessings to.
Well, you're being a good friend to many people, Susan, and I know they appreciate the prayers and the blessings that you send their way.
Thank you.
So everyone on the call, remember that you will have your time for prayer. We're going to start the blessing very soon with my prayer to Yeshua. And then while the blessing givers and I are conducting the energy of the blessing, you will be in your prayer. And that's where you will include everyone you've asked for blessings. I have them on my list in front of me. But you also pray for them and yourself and anything else that you wanted to, that you want or need or is in your heart. And it will be accelerated by the energy of the blessing. And some people ask, what do you mean by the energy of the blessing? It's the love of God, the grace of the Holy Spirit, the caring and guidance and companionship and everlasting devotion of Christ, Yeshua. Translated, into an energy that we can more easily receive as humans. You might have at some point studied something about how certain nutrition and supplement is really good if the body will be able to absorb it, you know, the big if, and sometimes natural additives are put in to make sure the body can and will absorb it. One of the newly discovered and popular ones is just simply black pepper, pepperine. The intestines will absorb nutrition easier in the presence of that. Isn't that interesting? So what we as blessing givers have studied and practiced, and many of you have mastered through daily devotion to blessing, is that conveyance of energy that takes the grace of God always being offered. But sometimes it deflects off. You could compare this to one of our spaceships coming back from outer space, it coming to the atmosphere. If it doesn't hit the atmosphere just right, you know what'll happen? It'll bounce off at a right angle, go into outer space, and it'll be gone forever. So the receiving is a big part of the blessing. This is why Yeshua told us to have faith and to be still and to wait, be patient, because he knew that while the blessings are given, and they're given with abundance, we just may not receive them instantly. And he taught me this routine, which was also taught to the apostles, and then later on in time to the priests, and is actually part of the regimen at the altar in many, many churches. It's not something new and unique. It's ancient and eternal. It's really just about how you open the heart up to all the many possible directions of energy that can be coming into us, and attune it to that energy which is uniquely human. This is why if you come to the blessing repeatedly, it helps. This is why there is never a charge for coming here, because I want you always to be free to come and take what you will. And just like if you've got a sensitive system, you might only be able to eat one spoonful of food, but maybe the next time you'll be able to eat one and a half spoonfuls, and then two and three until you can receive a whole meal. So it's a gift to you, and it's given from God, the Holy Spirit, and Yeshua. I am only a satellite receiver, and the blessing givers too, that help to turn those energy waves and signals into something that the TV screen of your life can pick up. And it's really pretty much as simple as that. And we focus upon the people and the names you give us, and we direct that energy toward them. In the days after the blessing, allow yourself to continue receiving and offering, because you will notice a change in your aura. And as you walk around, you may observe people, more people actually give you a little smile. Kind of hard to see smiles today with all these masks on, but I think we're learning to nod our heads instead of smile, which is nice. I like that. All right. Well, we have two more callers, so we're going to open the line and quickly take a few more names. Someone from area code 215 is on. And you're welcome. Who are you?
Hi, Glenda. My name's Sandy, and I wanted to ask for two blessings, please.
Okay.
The first one is for my mom, who just turned 90 today. And she lives across the country in assisted living, and you know, unfortunately can't fully celebrate her birthday with her family. And I just want to send her some love and prayers and help her get through the quarantine portion of what's going on. So her name is Janet.
Janet, okay.
And then the
Welcome
other question.
To Janet.
Yes. Her spirits are pretty good. I talked to her today, but I feel like it's in deeper down, it's a little hard for her. So, yeah, 90 is a big year.
Yeah.
Then the other blessing I want to ask for is for me, for prayers, to help me. Somehow my system is so sensitive and empathic that it almost makes it unbearable to be here in body. And I've just been working on this for years now, and I still kind of have the same results. And I would really like to be able to be here in a different way. So...
Okay.
Some help with that would be great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will hold that in my prayers for you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay. And really good to hear from you, Sandy. That's nice.
Thank you.
And Nancy and Gary, hello.
Hi. Thank you so much, Glenda, for always being here for us, not just today, but every week. I just want to ask for two blessings from Yeshua and all of us for my daughter-in-law, Amber, who's due any day, any second, overdue her due date, bringing baby Dean into the world, and for my son being a new dad. And then just for all our graduates, my granddaughter's graduating, and all the graduates at the schools that, you know, don't get the that normal experience that's kind of taken from them, and just thinking of
yeah.
them, and wanting to send a blessing so they know that they're, you know, it doesn't have to always look the way it always looks for it to be special and acknowledged. So just that's all.
Oh, yes, I know. I know. It's really, but it's something they will remember for the rest of their life, I guarantee you. And they will look at how strong it made them. My parents and my brothers and sisters went through the Great Depression, and you would think they almost cherished it, even though it was, this is nothing compared to what they went through. But you would think they almost cherished it because it made them know how strong they are.
Mm-hmm.
It made them know how much people love each other.
It's true. That's true. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. My prayers are definitely with you and your family. Can't wait to see pictures of baby Dean. And can't wait to see all of you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, that's going to be wonderful. Looking forward to it.
I'm coming up to Austin to get my baby kitty.
Yay!
My brand new baby kitty. So... gonna stay over with Nancy and Gary, and we're gonna have a family reunion.
I can't wait. Yay.
Okay. All right. Well, we're just getting more people on the call. My goodness, Sarah, I'm gonna take your call. Let's just ask for your blessings, okay?
Okay. Aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. This is Sarah. Thank you all for your prayers. And I want to ask for a prayer for my dad, Peter. And I want to ask for a prayer for all of the parts of ourselves that worry. I'm really catching on to my worry part. And she just always has something. Once that one's solved, she's got a new one. So I'm catching on. And I just want her to know I love her and just that I'm there for her. But I don't believe her worries. So a prayer to help that.
Okay, good deal.
Thank you.
Well, that comes down to faith again. Patience mm-hmm. and faith. Mm-hmm. Okay. Deborah, you're on. Let's take your request. Okay.
Hi, Glenda. Hi. I want to add a name to the blessing. The
okay.
Scortino family, the father of our friend Mark, he passed away 14 days ago from the virus, and yesterday the mom passed. So the Scortino family, and that would be great. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that yeah. I feel for them. My heart goes out to them.
Yeah, mine too. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Lose the dad and then the mom.
Yep.
I can only imagine.
It's hard. Beyond hard. Heartbreaking.
Yes, it's beyond hard. It really is.
Yeah.
It's going to require building a whole new building for that family.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. My lovely ones. We are going to just turn it over to God. All right? And, we're going to turn it over to God. We are going to just, I want you just to relax in your chair, arms and legs uncrossed, because remember, we're going to be conveying energy. And energy can cross easily if you let it. And we want it to cross in your heart, because it's going to all come up from the earth through both of your legs, up through your abdomen, and cross over in your heart. Okay? Then it's going to go up into the heavens and come back the same way. It looks a little bit like a crossover of a little piece of DNA, if you really look at it. And I think there's something to that. Anyway, that's what's going on. So don't cross your arms or legs. Don't hold your hands. Don't put your hands together. Just be relaxed. Settle back in your chair or lie down in your bed or on the ground or wherever you wish to be. In some parts of the country, today would be a great day to just lay back on green grass and soak it up. I will say my prayer to Yeshua, and when I'm done, the blessing givers and I will convey the blessing. We'll let you know when we're done, and then you're going to lay there or sit there for at least another 7 minutes just to receive in peace and quiet, okay? Dear Yeshua, we come to these times every Sunday so ready and eager to be in your loving arms, to feel the energy of your radiant and loving heart, and know that through your power of healing and grace and love, all things can be made perfect, or at least better until such time as they can be perfect. We ask you to be with everyone on our blessing list. You've seen their names. You watched me write them down. Take that list and put it in your heart, that we may know these people are loved and safe in the kingdom of heaven. Then we ask that the kingdom of heaven come forward on earth. That which is made right in heaven to be implemented on earth. We ask that in the kingdom of heaven, every man, woman, child, animal, tree, and plant be nurtured by light and love and nourishment, and be held in love. And that kingdom of heaven descend upon the earth to start budding and becoming true. This is a time we know we have to let go of a lot of things. And we ask that you help us to take that in grace as part of our necessity of growth, our necessity to take on the new mantle of life which will be offered to us, the new opportunities of life that will come our way, that we may move into a new world that is more loving, more caring, with more opportunities. than we ever had before. We thank you for the lives that we had to share while they were on the earth. We thank you and we thank them. And we know that in their passing, they will go to a place where they can look upon us with their love, their memories, and their grace, and guide us into the better life they wanted all of us to have. Let them become our angels now, that they walk upon the earth with us, but have their wings above our shoulders to lift our feet off of the stony roads that we don't stumble, and to put us in front of sweetness and opportunity that we may build a new life. The time has come for that to happen. And we know that you are the team leader of how that will happen. We ask to be on your team. And we ask to be rejoined with all of our loved ones that have gone to be on your heavenly team, carrying us together into the new kingdom that is planned for all of us. We ask these things in your loving and gracious, immortal and divine name. Amen. Blessing givers, join me and let us begin the blessing. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, you need to continue for a while to receive it. Take at least 7 minutes to rest in peace, or sit in peace, or wherever you are. Just don't think. And don't continue your prayers even. Just be quiet and be still. Bye-bye for now. Much love to all of you. And, by the way, we have our nightly prayers, same conference call line, every weeknight at 8:30, if you want to join us. So bye-bye for now.